naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
Hey, all you Microsoft Outlook users. I'm not even going there.
Freudian slip?
Yeah. Outlook has lots of unknown features, and if you're a subscriber to our newsletter, we sent out a tip last evening or yesterday afternoon that showed you how to use an option in your address book that will quickly retrieve a map for a specific address in your address book. You click on it, boom, you got your map.
That's pretty funky fresh.
Yeah.
You can outlook it right up.
That's a tip that Michael came up with, as she does every week, as the editor of our newsletter. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
A useful tip from Michael?
A useful tip from Michael.
Dang, that girl is starting to
Available
pay
to you
off.
For free every week in our newsletter. No spam, no ads, no nothing. Just us, our knowledge, our brain droppings, and your email. Check it out.
They all get together and have a party.
Right. Datadoctors.com. Look for the newsletter or subscribe sections. They're all over the website.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
An email that we're not going to be afraid to answer, but I'm just going to throw it out really quick. Jeffrey writes in, Linux and Windows ME, is it possible to dual boot? If so, how?
Yes.
If you have to ask that, I'm afraid to give you the answer. Yes, it is possible. There's answer one. How would be during the course of installing your Linux operating system. You would have ME already on your machine, I'm assuming. It will ask you if you want to do that and help set that up, but be very aware. If you have to ask that kind of question, that tells me you don't know a whole lot about the Linux world. And
Here's what I do,
Jeffrey.
It gets
kind of scare-rat.
If you want to jump into that, take the safe path. Get a second hard drive. Install it on your machine. Turn off your ME machine, or ME hard drive altogether. Like, disable it in the BIOS. And then act like it's the only hard drive in there and install your Linux.
Or physically plug and unplug if you want to go that route, too.
You could do that. Or go in an external drive or something. So check that out, okay?
For real.
All right.
Do we want to do... What do we
phones,
have? Do we have
phones,
to do?
Phones.
Phones. Let's, Ken's been waiting a long, long time, and he's been a patient guy. Ken,
yes,
welcome to the Computer Corner.
Your question?
My question basically is, I've got a Windows XP machine, and it's an HP.
Yes?
And for the second time now, with two different machines, one with Windows 98 and one with Windows XP, when I go out and get a major service pack off the Windows Update website,
yes,
my machine will not exit properly when you use, obviously, the GUI button that says either log off or shut the machine down.
Hey, GUI sounds like an acronym.
Yes, it is.
Well, when we have acronyms on the show, you have to explain what they are.
Well, the GUI is basically a graphical user interface.
All right, cool. All right, we just want to make sure, you use the acronym.
Okay.
We want to make sure you can explain it. Okay, so basically it won't shut down properly. Does it restart instead of shutting down?
It won't do anything. It'll just sit there. It's like the code that's sitting behind that button is just not executing.
I see.
And I don't understand why that's happening.
Well, there's a possibility that you have some power management turned on.
Okay.
In both the hardware and the BIOS.
Let me make sure I understand. Does it start to shut down and then it never ever completes, or it doesn't do anything at all? It just hangs out there.
Well, that's an interesting point that you bring up. What it's actually doing is you can see the light on the hard drive, like the heads are trying to read something, like it's going to initiate and shut down, and then it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, generally that's caused by some program that's running in the background that's not. That Windows, when you tell it to shut down, it tries to go close down all the open programs first.
Exactly.
And usually those are something that's kind of running in the background down by your system clock down there. It kind of is some, it's designated by an icon, but if there's some program it can't shut down, it'll hang there for a while, and you might even get a little box that pops up saying, hey, I've been trying to do something. Do you want to end the task, or do you want to wait and let
right.
it shut down properly?
Right.
And so I would start first by eliminating things that are automatically starting when you start your computer, because probably that's what is limiting your ability to shut down your computer.
But before you do that, you're saying specifically this occurred after you did a Windows update?
It happened, yeah. What initially happened is my hard drive crashed.
Oh, good.
I got a new hard drive.
Fun.
I got a new hard drive, and I ordered the recovery disk from HP, because
yes.
HP usually puts it on a sector of the disk.
Right.
Well, I loaded all that stuff, and it was working fine, but when I went out, and started to get the updates, because, you get the updates probably once a month, you go out and
right,
check.
Right.
And
well,
so I started to load all that stuff in, and after I did the service pack, which is a big
huge
download.
Service pack one.
Uh-huh. Huge download. It just won't shut down now.
Okay, then the first thing I would do is remove that service pack.
Okay.
And see if it comes back, and if you know for sure that's happening, then you probably want to notify HP and say, is there a specific problem with my model
right.
with Service Pack 1 or whatever, and that okay. usually the
and generally it's going to be something that's running that's starting when your computer starts. That's just when you there's something incompatible there going on.
So there's an application in the background running that isn't shutting down properly.
That or
banging the machine up.
That or the combination of the way the proprietary method that HP installs XP
okay.
and the Service Pack are not compatible.
Okay.
And HP would be the only one that would know that for sure. So do the test, remove it first, and if it works again, then you know that's the problem. Contact HP, and they'll go, oh, yeah, what are you doing, Ken?
Yeah,
don't put that in
dummy.
There.
Dummy.
Right, right. Okay.
All right?
Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, good luck, Ken.
Yep.
Remember that, folks. If you put something in and it causes a problem, the first thing you want to do is take it back out.
Give that a shot.
It's always in the control panel, regardless of the version of Windows. Look for the Add Remove Programs button. And if you can't find that, that means you don't have administrative access, and check with whoever set your computer up for you.
If we didn't get you on the air, we'll get you off. And if you missed any part of the show, of course, stay tuned to the follow-up newsletter or the resources at our website, datadoctors.com.
I'll talk to people off the air, but I'm not going to get them off.
Sorry.
With that, we're going to remind you, if it ain't broke...
don't fix it. And thanks again to Extreme Internet, who sponsors this fine show. If you need any kind of internet stuff and you're a business, especially, 480-368-4NET. See you next week.
Exciting things are happening this week. Hello, everyone. This is John Warren at Lund Cadillac Hummer Saab. I'm here with Glenn Spencer to tell you all about it.
Thanks, John. I've only been here a month, but I've never seen anything like this. We have a tremendous selection of trades we've taken in last month during our 0% sale. Most are beautiful vehicles with low, low miles.
That's right, Glenn, and the fun continues this month during our American Spirit Sale. This Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, stop in for a wonderful catered lunch. Enjoy hamburgers, hot dogs, and of course, apple pie.
We have over 450 new and used vehicles in stock, including the Hummer H1 and H2s, and you can still purchase a new Saab at 0% financing for qualified buyers. So come in and see me, Glenn Spencer, at Lund Cadillac, Hummer Saab, 1311 East Bell Road, or call me at 602-942-4000.
Or you can find us on the web at www.lundcadillac.com.
Breakthrough.
Do you want to increase your earning potential in the IT field? Do you want to expand your IT knowledge and skill set but can't afford to quit your day job? Well, Collins College has a new bachelor's program in network technology that can work around your schedule and give you the flexibility professionals like you need. Learn about programming, configuration, and the setup of Cisco routers, switches, and virtual private networks, along with configuration and setup of wireless technologies. At Collins College, they know your time is valuable and limited, so their network technology program integrates interactive online courses that you can take anytime, anywhere, along with the traditional hands-on on-campus classes, giving you the tools needed to work in any IT infrastructure worldwide. Online, on campus, on course, at Collins College. Call today, 1-888-356-7700. Collins College is located at Priest between University and Broadway in Tempe. Call today, 1-888-356-7700.
Breaking news around the clock. Hear it happen. Here, live, local, first, on News Radio 620 KTAR, Phoenix.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey, and this is Saturday. And hey, if you are a collector, I mean a collector of anything, you're going to be especially entertained today when I introduce you to somebody you will understand and somebody who will understand you. First, page 2. This is from Mickey Byron of Redding, California. Thank you for your enthusiastic letter, Mickey. This is really nice for me to read. Now let me quote from it. Theragesic has given me such relief from the constant arthritic back pain that I have been enduring for months that I just had to write, Mr. Harvey, to tell you how much I appreciate your Theragesic. Like so many of you, she got her lady friends to try Theragesic's maximum strength analgesic cream, and now she says they're big fans of Theragesic. If you suffer from arthritis pain or back pain, sore muscles, just everyday aches and pains, Theragesic to the rescue. It penetrates the skin for soothing relief. It starts to work in seconds. It's greaseless. It will not stain. You can wash it off and the pain relief remains. Why don't you try Theragesic? Pretty soon you'll be telling your friends about Thera as in therapy, Gesic. Theragesic, because it is the first name in pain therapy. The majestic migration of the monarch butterfly has always fascinated me, and now it's under study at the University of Massachusetts School of Medicine. And what they are discovering is even more awe-inspiring, even more revealing. These ceaseless travelers, the monarch butterflies, have an internal clock regulated by the angle and the intensity of sunlight to navigate thousands of miles, more precisely than a modern airliner's ADF. So, what else is new? A jacket that women can wear, so anybody who grabs them gets an 80,000-volt electric shock. It looks like a fashionable woman's coat, but delivers a nasty, non-lethal shock. Anybody tries to grab you feels as though he has just stuck his finger in a wall socket. Designed by Adam Whitten and Yolita Nugent of MIT. We're not doing nothing about weaning ourselves away from all that Middle East oil. President Bush wants the next generation of automobiles to be powered by pollution-free fuel cells. And he does not want to wait 10 years. So, General Motors has delivered 6 fuel cell vehicles to the Hill for members of our Congress to drive now. And Phoenix is building hydrogen-fueled stations for trucks already running on hydrogen. California's Attorney General has audited some Bay Area charities. You won't like what you hear. Some of these were law enforcement charities. Some of these were firefighter charities and such. And the professional fundraisers gobbled up for themselves hundreds of thousands of dollars. Of all of the millions raised, the charities themselves got less than 40%, several less than 20%. The Project Pride Charity of San Francisco hired fundraisers to raise money to locate missing children. Project Pride got only 10% of what the givers gave. From the mailbag, Byron Deming, Sun City Center, Florida, believes that you have not read your own nation's tax laws. He believes nobody's ever read them. He says our tax code is an incredible 45,662 pages long. He calls it the worst abomination of legal jargon ever conceived by the mind of man. Our government pays 122,000 bureaucrats to see that you live up to it, and you pay their salaries $8 billion a year. Well, I like Mr. Deming's letter because it proceeds to offer a suggested substitute. A single consumption tax. No tax on anything except what you buy. Now, don't dismiss this idea until you think about it a little. A single consumption tax. No tax on anything except what you buy. The more you spend, the more you pay. Think about it. Now, page 3. Walgreens is 4,000 stores, you know, and all of them connected from Cheyenne, Wyoming to Key West, Florida. So that means you can get your prescription filled from any of those pharmacies anywhere in the country, making every Walgreens your Walgreens. Many of them are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even holidays. And that 24-hour Walgreens can fill your prescription no matter which Walgreens filled it originally. So, whether you're traveling and forgot to bring that medication, or it's 2 o'clock in the morning and your child needs an emergency prescription, Walgreens pharmacists are there and ready to help. Walgreens designs those pharmacies around you to help keep you and your family safe and healthy. And isn't it wonderful to know that this vacation time, wherever you go, you're going to be welcomed by home folks? Americans are made of stern stuff.